Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. Or check out the podcast, How to Do Everything. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to name the new drug that you just invented. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Dawn Quiet, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Your name is Dawn Quiet?
It is.
It is. I'm not going to do what everybody else has for your entire life.
Oh, that would be lovely.
All right. I'll be silent about it.
Okay, great.
What do you do there in Dallas?
I'm the PR director for a new arts and parade in Dallas, Texas called Dallas Solstice.
What will the Dallas Solstice be?
It'll be a parade where actually everybody gets to be in the parade. Everybody gets to make a float, and everybody gets to participate.
Everybody in Dallas is going to be in the parade?
Everybody who wants to be can be in the parade.
Well, who's going to watch it, though, if everybody's in the parade?
Yeah, good question.
People from Fort Worth.
There you go. What good are they? Well, welcome to the show, Dawn. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
Hey, let's get the whole drunken gang over, cause the nausea and headaches sharp pangs over. The New Vegas bus is replenishing us. The ride is a cure for my
hangover.
Yes, very good. You know that old saying, what happens in Vegas usually gets vomited at 6 in the morning into the Bellagio fountain. Well, a local doctor is trying to help with the Hangover Haven. It's a fleet of buses tricked out as moving hangover triage wards. For $150, you go onto the bus, nurses replenish your bodily fluids with IVs, supposedly curing your hangover. If you're too wasted to leave your hotel room, for $500, they'll come up to you. This is an incredibly bold move on the part of this doctor, because who has ever gotten onto a bus and gotten off feeling less sick than when they got on?
I'm just thinking a service in Vegas provided for $150 on the street and $500 in your room.
Right. An established business model in that town.
That's probably going to work.
I think so. All right, here's your next limerick.
White Castle's becoming refined. It's where the sophisticates dine. Our feature today, a robust Cabernet. We're pairing our sliders with
wine.
Yes. Used to be when you wanted a wine to pair with a sack of White Castle sliders at 3 in the morning, you had to bring a bottle from your own cellar. But now, one Indiana White Castle is providing a wine list along with their chicken rings and burgers. Now, the problem here is that White Castle is supposed to be the place you go to after you get drunk. Where do you go when you get drunk at White Castle? What is lower on the food totem pole?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. And then if Taco Bell starts serving wine and beer, then you'd be like, hey there, you troop of ants, are you going to finish that watermelon rind?
That'll be an interesting answer when you get on the hangover bus. And they're like, what did you drink? It's like, oh, so much wine with my White Castle.
All right, here is your last limerick.
Kids are sweet while on all fours they scoot. Once they walk, they're more of a brute. When they turn 4, they're hard to adore. Almost 5, and they're no longer...
Can't ignore them? Ignore? I don't know.
And when they're 5, you can no longer ignore them?
How many kids do you have?
Yeah, Dawn, are you a parent? Where are they now?
Dawn's been very busy with the parade.
Yes, I'm getting ready for that. No kids.
All right, let's try again. Listen for the rhyme, I think.
Okay.
Kids are sweet while on all fours they scoot. Once they walk, they're more of a brute. When they turn 4, they're hard to adore. Almost 5, and they're no longer...
I have no idea. I'm blank.
They're no longer cute.
Oh, that's
yes.
True.
That's you agree? True. Okay. If your 5-year-old is looking a lot less adorable, that's because, according to the scientists at the University of Toronto, she has passed her cute prime. That ends at approximately age 4.5. They say that during the first few years of life, babies and toddlers have, quote, irresistibly cute faces, chubby little cheeks and button noses and puffy lips. But then they start to age, and their features begin to mold and calcify into mini versions of their parents.
That's depressing. I thought the age was 30.
Really? No.
Now it's 5.
And who are these doctors that literally studied, like, when are these children no longer cute? I'm tired of these cute 7-year-olds.
Yeah, they're like,
around.
What are we going to figure out? The theory of relativity has been done.
I think there's 6-year-olds playing doctor.
Exactly.
Who came up with this.
Carol, how did Don do in our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. Don, you had 2 correct answers, so you win our prize, and I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing, Don. Good luck with the parade.
Thank you. Overload, overload, it's a cute overload. Don't you want to take us home? Cute, 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 cute overload.